first and foremost, I think it's important to welcome any and all funding for flooding and flood mitigation measures that's provided. I think all money and all funding is to be welcomed. But for me, there's a fundamental flaw in this programme as set out by the Minister yesterday. And that's in that, you know, we're all patiently waiting, and there's hundreds and thousands of families throughout the island waiting on the CFRAMS study and the CFRAMS programme. And that CFRAMS report will outline the flood mitigation works that are to be carried out in hundreds of towns and villages across Ireland, and will lay out the plans for mitigation works in these towns and villages, and will also outline how the funding will be allocated based on what we're being told will be a cost-benefit analysis. Now, the issue for me is that this flood relocation programme that's been announced today doesn't account for areas that are included already in the CFRAMS report. So, for example, if you live in a town like Ballybuffet, Lafferty, or Castlethan, which are included in the CFRAMS report, then you can't access the flood relocation funding. And so I think that's a serious flaw in this programme, and I don't think it's been properly thought through.
And under the terms in this scheme, homeowners will also have to agree to leave their existing homes to qualify for grants. It can only be assumed that not many would be considering this option.
Under this programme, anyone who applies and is successful for this funding, they will be required to find and purchase a new family home or build a new family home on a site that is not in a flood risk area. Now, the issue for me is that under the CFRAMS programme, there were many flood mitigation measures outlined, and there were individual cases where perhaps 25 or 30,000 euro would fix the problem and prevent flooding on that property. However, these properties are being precluded from this programme, from applying from the CFRAMS programme for funding and for the minor works programme, because the OPW are saying that CFRAMS funding must be allocated on a town and village basis as a whole. So individual property owners and homeowners cannot apply for this funding. And there's minor works funding, which they're being excluded from applying for as well because they're covered under CFRAMS. And then they're not allowed to apply for the flood relocation programme because, again, they're already included under CFRAMS. So, for example, a house in Ballybuffet, which would take 25 or 30,000 euro to fix the flooding problem in that house can only be looked at in the context of the entire Twin Towns, which could be anywhere from 4 to 6 million euro to fix the problem in both towns. I would propose that the government would look at this programme again and allow for individual instances like that where a small pot of money can be used to fix the flooding problems in those houses and prevent them from flooding again, so that they don't have to go through the torture of having to demolish their existing family home and move and uproot their family to a new build.